At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
A warm friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you. Joining me in segment number two, Chris Chan, who does amazing work over at WTOP Sports. He's out there in the old DMV area, and we're going to be talking about what we've been seeing with regards to these series, what we're going to be getting with regards to a battle for the state of Texas in the American League Championship Series, what we're seeing in Braves versus Phillies. We had to do this in a little bit in advance, so we did not know if we were going to be getting a Game 4 with regards to Dodgers versus Diamondbacks, but just touching upon both of us feel like we're seeing perhaps the best two teams in baseball in this Braves versus Phillies series. Some of our expectations for game number four. And then in the final segment, going to give you guys picks and analysis on all that we have on the betting board for this Baseball Thursday as we touch them all. I did a preview for Dodgers versus Diamondbacks. TBD at the time of recording as to whether or not you're going to be hearing that or not, because the Dodgers lose, you will not be hearing that. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you, for this podcast, you have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, at @GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letter CM, maybe does not matter. As per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. Did not get in any Twitter/X questions today, but we did have a fun day of baseball on Wednesday. Let's take a look back at it. Try to find some trends and try to get to know these teams a little bit better.
A game from yesterday is Greg buzzing about. Here is the rowdy recap.
Bryce Harper was causing earthquakes in the city of brotherly love with his moonshots. 10-2, the Philadelphia Phillies get the job done. Aaron Nola lets up the first run in this game, but all in all, it was very solid. Gives up 2 runs over the course of 5 2/3 innings, and then from there, bullpen is able to hold it down. Matt Strom was able to give an out of the bullpen. Michael Lorenzen, Orion Kirking, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, I always get that one wrong, along with Sir Anthony Dominguez, they all supply a scoreless inning as for the Atlanta Braves. They have scored 7 runs in the 3 games in the series. Their fewest amount of runs in a 3-game stretch since their series against the Oakland A's to wrap up May. So it has been a while. As for the Atlanta Braves, they stranded 11 men on base and didn't matter whether they were going to be driving them in or not, as Bryce Elder just completely gave this game away. 6 runs surrendered in 2 2/3 innings, including a pair of home runs. Just absolutely grooved a pitch to Bryce Harper. He had an absolute tank shot. That was his 2nd of the postseason. Then he would go deep off of Bright End in the 5th inning for his 3rd of the postseason. Nick Castellanos to Elder deep, and then he would take A.J. Smith-Schwaver deep as well, his first 2 of this postseason. Trey Turner 1 yard off of Smith-Schwaver, and Smith-Schwaver Well, he gave one up to Brandon Marsh as well, as A.J. Smith-Schwaver was the other gentleman considered for the start. He gave up fewer runs than Bryce Elder, but he gave up three home runs, all of the sole variety. In 2/3 innings, Brad Hand gave up the other home run in his inning of work. Michael Tonkin gave you a pair of outs out of the bullpen, and you know things are bad for the Braves when they have to look to Desbel Hernandez for a relief appearance. He was able to end a scoreless inning, so big one for the Phillies as they are one game away from being able to wrap up that series. The Houston Astros, they wrap up their series against the Minnesota Twins by a count of 3-2, as this was one of the most befuddling decisions I've ever seen a manager make, as you had Joe Ryan give up two hits, one run. One of those was a solo home run to Michael Brantley, his first of the postseason, and get yanked. The Twins asked for 21 outs from the bullpen from there, and honestly, they didn't do bad. Caleb Theobar did allow a pair of runs in 2/3 of an inning as Jose Abreu took him deep, third of the postseason for him, but Brock Stewart a scoreless inning, Chris Paddock doing a third inning scoreless, Griffin Jacks a scoreless inning, Yoan Duran, he was able to provide two scoreless as well, and you did have for the Twins a pair of solo home runs. Jose Urquidy gave one up to Royce Lewis, fourth of the campaign, and Urquidy, who lent very good length, did give one up to Eduardo Julian as well, his first of the postseason for Urquidy. Gives up those two solo home runs in 5 2/3 innings. The bullpen from there for the Astros lays down the law. 1 1/3 inning scoreless for Hector Neris, Brian DeBrayu, Ryan Presley from there. They're both able to provide a scoreless inning. And since the Greg Peterson experience is from midnight to 3 Eastern time, that'd be 9 to midnight Pacific, I do have to do this at a little bit of advance. And as of right now, you're going to find out if the Diamondbacks pulls out or not based on whether or not I have a breakdown for Diamondbacks versus Dodgers. But currently, the Diamondbacks lead by a count of 4-0 on 4 solo home runs off of our good friend and Lance Lynn, as taking him deep, you had Gabriel Moreno be able to get a home run. You were able to get one off the bat of Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, along with Geraldo Perdomo. So it is not looking good for the Dodgers, and it looks like they're going to be in for another early exit. It's been very interesting to see what we've been getting thus far in the postseason. If favorites, they're hitting at less than 50%. Now, I will say for favorites, they have been able to hit the run line in all but one of their wins, but I believe that favorites are now at 7-10 straight up, so it's been a miserable run for them. Meanwhile, with regards to overs and unders, pretty much a 50-50 split thus far in the postseason, so we shall see what we get moving forward, but certainly has been a dog postseason thus far, and we shall see if that's going to be continuing on Thursday. It's coming next. We are going to be talking to Christian, who does great work over at WTOP Sports. We're going to be chatting with him a little bit about what to expect from the rest of this Phillies versus Braves series, if it's going to be wrapping up in Game 4, or perhaps we get a Game 5. We're going to be taking a look at the outlook for the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers with regards to ALCS, and so much more right here on the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562 562- 314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beast and Family Podcast. It is always great to be joined by this man, Chris Sheehan. He does tremendous work over at WTOP Sports. He's one of their main sports anchors over there. I know he does a great job with all of his picks when it comes to baseball. I know that he is very much taking a look at the game of football as well. And hey, out there in the DMV area, I think that we're going to be seeing some great college basketball this year as well. And that's about 3 weeks away. So we're getting all gassed up there. And Chris is joining me a lot on this show, always provides tremendous insights and is able to be followed on Twitter /X at his handle, The Big Cheese Show. That is C-H-E-E on Cheese Show. And Chris, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Greg, thank you so much for having me. And too kind, yes, postseason baseball from a betting standpoint has been strong for your boy. But the Big Chief picks, I bought in on Clayton Kershaw the first game of the Diamondbacks-Dodgers series, took the L there, and then the Orioles, what a disappointment. Maybe bought into being a Baltimore area guy a little bit too much, and the Cinderella story that were the Orioles here that just ran into a buzzsaw. That is the Texas Rangers and Adelis Garcia, who looks like Mike Tyson. I was not expecting that series to go that way, but it has been very entertaining, Greg, and love talking baseball with you, bro. Thanks for having me.
Always love having you aboard, Chris. And how about if we start right there before we turn it forward to what we might be seeing on Thursday? Because I did think that it was quite striking to see the Rangers get a sweep of the Orioles, an Orioles team that hadn't been swept in a year and a half. And I'm not sure what you read from the series, but I do think that the postseason experience that the Rangers have, even though they themselves haven't been to the postseason since 2016, the fact that you have Bruce Bochy, the fact that you've got guys that have been in those spots like Corey Seager, like Nathan Eovaldi, you go down the list. I thought that that was really the difference maker in the series. And if the Orioles could have pulled out game one, I felt like it would have been a little bit of a different series. But you can tell that the guys that have been in that situation before, that experience played such a big role in that. And then it just snowballed from there.
Yeah, a lot of things went wrong for Baltimore. You can't have a guy like Ryan O'Hearn. I'm going to lead off talking about the Orioles, talking about Ryan O'Hearn coming to the postseason 0-23. I mean, he was a cleanup hitter for them for a good portion. And Adley Rutschman, was he pressing a little bit? And Gunnar Henderson delivering, but he needed some help. Anthony Santander was popping the ball up. But look, the Rangers were a team built for this moment, right? They've got the veteran players there, but then you had your Evan Carters delivering right below them. So in hindsight, I kind of see it, especially with Baltimore and the bullpen. I mean, a guy like Shintaro Fujinami was supposed to be a part of this bunch, and they thought they had kind of found a diamond in the rough from the Athletics when they traded for him, but he was left off the roster for the ALDS. Like, their bullpen just did not deliver, but you can't have Grayson Rodriguez get blown up in the way that he was, too, allowing that bullpen to get exposed like that. Just Baltimore was not there yet. Texas is. Corey Seager, I mean, this guy, you know he's going to come to the plate, and he's going to swing, and he just delivers. Thoroughly impressed with what Texas was able to do from a bullpen standpoint, from starting pitching standpoint. Anthony Eovaldi allows a ton of hard contact, but you know what? It doesn't matter when you're able to just be, you know, a bull out there, a power lifter. And they talked about on the Fox broadcast, he's changed his approach a little bit there as far as workouts are concerned. But like, I was so impressed with the Eovaldi and Jordan Montgomery and how he mixes his pitches. So yeah, Texas certainly built, no matter who they're going to be facing, Houston or Minnesota. We'll find out on Thursday as we record this on Wednesday. But yeah, it's going to be a Texas team certainly that is going to have World Series aspirations. I came on this podcast, Greg, and predicted Baltimore would win the American League, but I see it now. The postseason experience that Texas had is shining through at the moment. Now they're going to have a huge break. Is that going to be a disadvantage? We'll find out.
Yep, it is going to be interesting to see, and I'd be very surprised if it's not Houston, because we saw in game number 4, and this is going on as we do this, but the Minnesota Twins only threw Joe Ryan for 2 innings. Now, I don't know what you made out of this postseason, but I really do think that the teams that have been advancing, they've got managers that maybe they're not the world's biggest geniuses in the world, but they're just not doing stupid things. We saw this with the Blue Jays and Jose Berríos getting pulled very early. We're seeing it right now with the Minnesota Twins. I'm not sure how you take a look at postseason baseball, but I think a lot of times it comes down to the managers, and some of these managers just make mind-numbingly bad decisions that ultimately cost their team when all you need to do is just make the logical play.
Yeah, and leaving Sonny Gray in there, I thought too long, was a mistake. I mean, Sonny Gray, to me, I watched him come to Baltimore in person, wasn't all that outstanding, and just made a couple of mistakes. Now, when we're talking about a Houston team who just will sit on a curveball, any breaking stuff. I mean, Gray did deliver some decent pitches on Tuesday, but by and large, it's a Minnesota bunch that you're trying to rely on. Eduardo Julian at the top of that lineup, who extends counts and is able to get on base for like a Jorge Polanco, but like, is it enough? Max Kepler coming up just short with a couple of big at-bats, which could have kept the Twins in this series here. The Astros have just done a phenomenal job with their pitching. I mean, even a guy like Urquidy on Wednesday in this game 4 was able to sit down 5 consecutive Twins on strikeouts. And look, the Astros with Yordan Alvarez coming into this series 6-for-12. I mean, that pocket of left-handed bats just absolutely is so lethal. Alex Bregman homering at this stage. Kyle Tucker at the cleanup spot is so strong there. Diaz, Maldonado at the bottom will have some pop. Yeah, it's going to potentially be Houston and Texas meeting in the ALCS. And I think, you know, when we're talking about the sport of baseball as a whole, is it great that it's just the Lone Star State? We're going to have 2 teams from there. I think we're seeing the 2 best teams in the American League. So if you're a baseball fan, you've got to be happy with this result. And it's not like the traditional Red Sox or the Yankees of that sort. I mean, Astros are a mainstay at this point, but Texas kind of coming back here. So that should be a fun potential series. The Twins, though, yeah, this is a squad that they're solid, but just, you know, not quite there as far as some of their bats are concerned. You know, Michael A. Taylor at the bottom could play a nice center field, but they're really relying on him to make a big time hit. I think that they're going to probably come up just short, even if they do come back in game 4.
Yep, I'm right there with you. As we are doing this right now, the Twins are down in game number 4. Even if they win this one, they would have to go up against Justin Verlander on the road in game 5. So they're very much facing an uphill battle, and they were asking their bullpen on Wednesday to get a grand total of 21 outs. Not great, to say the least. Yeah. As Christian, he is the opposite. He is terrific. He is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show, and we're doing this as the Philadelphia Phillies just completely mollywop the Atlanta Braves. Now, we don't have opening numbers for Game 4 just yet. With the way that the postseason works, you just don't get those openers until very late the night before slash the day of. But how do you view what we are going to be getting in Game 4? It's going to be an elimination game for the Atlanta Braves, and we know that they're going to be throwing out their Spencer Strider. And for the Phillies, I would have to think that it's Ranger Suarez. Maybe they throw Christopher Sanchez and maybe piggyback the two of them. But I do think that the Phillies, they absolutely needed to win Game 3. But I do sort of look at Game 4 as a pretty pivotal game as well, because if they lose this one, though they're going to have a pitching advantage, they would have to travel back to Atlanta for that Game 5.
Yeah, in front of a raucous crowd there in Atlanta who set the record as far as attendance in that Game 1 at Truist Park since it opened 7 years ago. So they were throwing stuff on the field when Murphy, the catcher, had the interference, and that kind of allowed the Phillies to get the victory there. Spencer Strider in that start, he was solid. What, 7 innings, allowing 1 earned run, 5 hits, 8 strikeouts there. And Strider saw Philadelphia twice in September, 14 innings, and he had 20 strikeouts. What I thought was interesting here, 23 fly ball outs in those two starts. Now, you contrast that to his last start in the postseason here, 12 ground ball outs, only 4 fly ball outs. So I don't know what really to take of that. Really, it was just a matter of Strider has seen this team quite a bit. And on the other side, if it is Ranger Suarez, Braves bats against lefties can be really solid, especially a guy like Marcell Ozuna, who's got a top 5 hard hit rate against left-handed pitching. He's nearly a 350 on-base percentage, righties and lefties, so Ozuna has had a really good year. Ronald Acuna with a couple of hits on Wednesday, and he's got a 50% home run to fly ball rate against left-handed pitching. That's the best in the big leagues over the past couple of months, so that's really outstanding there too. Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, these guys are really good, so I just think that there is the potential to see some runs in this game. Do I see them having the short leash with Suarez if he's dealing 3 and a couple of third innings? I'm not really quite sure there. Maybe Christopher Sanchez can give some length. He's had a nice little year there as well there too. It really all depends on if these Braves bats jump all over them there. Austin Riley, we know how great he is against lefties. 431 OBP over the last couple of months there. Top 10 infield hit percentage against lefties as well. So he's got the home running game too. So Riley can deliver. Braves bats, I mean, I could not believe they got shut out in Game 1. I would not expect it in this start. I think my lean early on this Wednesday, depending upon what kind of number we get, would be to look at some sort of an over in this spot.
Yep, I do agree with you there, though I will say for Spencer Strider, he's actually had a good career against Philadelphia since that one start where he just got destroyed when it came to the 2022 postseason in Philadelphia. And that's a crowd effect as well. As joining me on the show, we do have Christian over at WTOP Sports, because I do think that it was interesting just looking at Strider's career against the Philadelphia Phillies. He's given up 3 runs or fewer in all but one of his appearances against them. And if you take out that appearance where he gave up the 3+ runs, the 5 runs, the 2 2/3 innings last year in the postseason, he actually has a sub-2 ERA. And my question to you is, how much do you gauge the factor of the home crowd? Because I think that it is really playing a massive factor for the Philadelphia Phillies right now. You can tell for the Texas Rangers a night ago, they were rocking and rolling. And obviously with Tampa Bay Rays, that was just sad. You could tell that I honestly think that the Rays were at a disadvantage because the crowd was just so dead. But I take a look at the crowd factor this time of year, and I think that it's as big as you're going to find it, really, with regards to baseball. Sans, you obviously get the big home field advantage with the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field, but they're just so sorry they can't do much with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to take that into consideration, especially considering you've got guys like Dominguez coming out of the bullpen, dealing 99. I mean, he'll give up a hit and then be able to come right back with the charged up Citizens Bank ballpark. I certainly think that when we're talking about Philadelphia and Bryce Harper homering a couple of times, getting that crowd energized there, you hear them singing Bryson Stott's walk-up music as he comes about, and he's been such an integral part of this lineup here too. And Kyle Schwarber, somebody who, despite the average, just has a ton of pop at the top there. And Trey Turner has been an interesting case this year. I mean, has not been the smoothest in the field, but that being said, I referenced that moment in Game 1 where the catcher interference incident occurred there And basically the entire, it felt like, crowd in Atlanta left after Turner made a great play on Ozzie Albies, which led to the double play there. So you saw Philadelphia in the game three having their fans do a tomahawk chop to mimic the Braves fans. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Great NL East rivalry here that we've got between the Phillies and the Braves. That's why Bryce Harper signed up for this, right? I mean, I remember extensively covering Bryce Harper. Will he leave Washington? Will he won't? You know, and it was like when he left, there was a segment run on WJLA. I went on a sports talk program and they went around DC and they were basically asking, what do you think about Bryce Harper news? And like, you had about 50% of DC people saying, oh, yeah, I care. Or I don't. He went to a sports town in Philadelphia. I heard that call that was made to WIP or whatever the station was, that guy who worked at the Chickie and Pete's Deli was saying Bryce Harper's a real Philadelphian. And like, Harper heard that call and wanted to hit a home run for him. Like, I just think it's a great baseball town. Harper has been such now anointed as the face of Philadelphia baseball. Looks like he made the right choice in free agency. And he leads NLDS all time in home runs. And he's what, like, you know, 30 or, you know, young 30. So like, he's still got plenty of time left to break that record. I think Philadelphia is a team that feeds off the crowd and will have a great advantage if they make it to the NLCS and beyond and make it to the World Series once again.
Yeah, I do think so as well. And I just take a look at this series between the Braves and the Phillies, as we don't know how Dodgers versus Diamondbacks turned out. That's a very late game for Wednesday, and the Dodgers, they are very much against it. But I think whoever comes out of this series between the Braves and the Phillies, they should be able to get by them easily. And I just feel like we're seeing the best two teams in baseball. I don't know if you agree slash disagree. Certainly, I think that the Astros deserve credence for what they've been able to do. But I just take a look at this Phillies versus Braves series. I think that these are just the best two teams in baseball right now.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I mean, I look at this Dodgers team here, and if you're talking about their big-time pitchers, they don't have them in this spot. And Clayton Kershaw did not deliver in the game one. You know, their big-time bats, Mookie Betts, Will Smith, these are guys that certainly you are building a team around here. Bobby Miller was leaving a lot of stuff in the middle of the plate the other night. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, if they are indeed in the NLCS, even with that run differential this year, it is really certainly going to be surprising. But they built their team kind of with a mix of speed. They get a lot of stolen bases, but they've got the veteran presence and the work ethic of a guy like Tommy Pham hitting in the middle of that lineup. And guys like Ketel Marte, who have been a mainstay at second base, mixed in with some of these younger pitchers like a Brandon Fott. Diamondbacks have overcome some of their issues with their bullpen as well, too, surprisingly. I'm very surprised to see Arizona. And you talk about a home field advantage. I went down to Arizona for a bachelor party earlier on in the year, met a lot of people from all different places in Arizona. I'm not exactly sure, like, are they going to have a massive fan base, or will it be a lot of Braves or Phillies fans down there? That remains to be seen, but I think that would play a big-time effect. So, yeah, to answer your question earlier, I think if it's the Phillies or the Braves, that's who's going to be representing the National League. And home field advantage would have a big time position in that. If it is indeed the Diamondbacks, we'll see what happens.
Yep, we certainly will. And when it comes to postseason pitching duels, this is not one of them that's going to be going up in the pantheon of them between Lance Lynn and Brandon Fott, which I thought that that was somewhat hilarious that we got that. But I mean, it is an absolutely tremendous postseason that we have, Chris. You've been doing a great job of looking at it over there at WTOP Sports. I know you're gassed up, ready to go when it comes to football, basketball, what have you, but I know you truly love this game of baseball. You've done a great job gauging it all year long, so let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Okay, so we're looking to get back on track with the FanDuel Big Cheap Baseball Picks of the Day. We'll have the Friday selection tweeted out at the Big Chi Show and on the airwaves 103.5 WTOP. And I'll be having football plays posted as well on the website for this weekend. NFL plays coming. We've got the Ravens across the pond playing in London. So that should be nice here on the East Coast to watch football at 9:30 in the morning. I know it's a little bit earlier for you, Greg, but I know money never sleeps for you and you're always on the grind. So you'll be catching that. And always appreciative you take some time to chat with me about baseball. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I am getting the college basketball spreadsheet gassed up, trying to get all the formatting for that done. I'll probably be handicapping some college basketball games while I watch football at 6:30 in the morning. So You know what? That's a great combination there. Perhaps doing a beer review along the way. And Chris, he does absolutely amazing work over at WTOP Sports, has been joining me all year on the podcast and always lends tremendous insight. So big thanks to Chris for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis on all that we have for this Baseball Thursday as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. It is always great to be joined by Christian. He does great work over at WTOP Sports, taking a look at the great game of baseball. I know that he's all gassed up, ready to go with regards to some basketball. He's been doing a good job taking a look at the game of football as well, and every single time he joins this podcast, he lends impeccable insights. A big thanks to Chris for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you picks and analysis on every game on the betting board for this Baseball Thursday as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter feed, /X feed, @Junior_D1. Going to be going in Las Vegas tradition order. Braves versus Phillies is going to be first. We might be getting Dodgers versus Diamondbacks. We might not be. It depends upon how the late game on Wednesday goes. As I record this, I got something in the can for Dodgers versus Diamondbacks. You'll hear it if the Dodgers win. If the Diamondbacks win, that will be cut out and that will be the end of the podcast. So with not knowing if the Dodgers versus Diamondbacks series was going to extend, we had to make the DK Network pick via 943-944, with the Phillies playing host to the Atlanta Braves. Spencer Strider goes for the Braves. Ranger Suarez is on the bump for the Phillies. Phillies are underdogs between plus 130 and plus 136, between minus 145 and minus 162, your number on Atlanta. Mostly seeing 8.5 with the total on the 8.5 over spines, with 20, the under's even. Seeing a straight 9 out there, the 9 has under juice of minus 120 and the over is even. And my write-up pick is going to be on the Phillies money line. I do think that there is something to this crowd, and I did have to adjust just a little bit for this crowd. I was willing to take the Phillies at essentially a plus 124 or higher. I made them a plus 123 underdog personally. We saw Ranger Suarez do a solid job in game number one against this Atlanta Braves offense, who, by the way, they have scored 7 runs in this series. The last time they scored 7 runs or fewer in any 3-game stretch, you have to go all the way back to their last series in May when they played against the Oakland A's on the road. Oakland is as pitcher-friendly of a ballpark as you are going to get, and shows the oddities of baseball, to say the least. But I do think that with the Philadelphia Phillies, they are going to be able to get Ranger Suarez to perform at his best. Now, for Suarez, hasn't been as effective at home as he has been on the road. 5.45 home ERA compared to a 2.59 road ERA. If you're looking at regular season and postseason, giving up about 1.2 home runs per 9 innings at home. But I look at the postseason experience, and that's so big here. Because Spencer Strider has honestly been a very good pitcher against the Philadelphia Phillies in his career. If you take out the 2022 postseason in all other starts, that includes the 2023 postseason, he's got an 8-1 record in 9 appearances, .82 ERA. But as we recall, during the 2022 postseason, he surrendered 5 runs in 2 2/3 innings, and that was the beginning of the end for the Atlanta Braves. And with the Spencer Strider comments on if he would adjust baseball in one way, he would take out the fans. They are going to let him hear it, and they are going to let him hear it in a big way. If Bryce Harper hits another home run, you're going to get a big giant earthquake there. And for Suarez, last year in the postseason at home, he gave up just 1 run over the course of 10 1/3 innings. So I do think that that is very important to be taking a look at. And on top of that, for the Atlanta Braves, you certainly do have a bullpen that got used up quite a bit, and you were at a disadvantage to start with this Atlanta Braves bullpen. Ever since July 1st, they have ranked 11th in the league with regards to bullpen ERA, but you look even further. Going into Game 3 of the postseason for the Atlanta Braves, things weren't great with this bullpen to start with. They had entered into that Game 3 having posted up an ERA north of 5 since September 1st, 5.03 to be exact. Meanwhile, in that same time span, the Philadelphia Phillies 2.71 bullpen ERA. Though you did have to use up Sir Anthony Dominguez on Wednesday for the Philadelphia Phillies, they were able to preserve quite a few of their good bullpen pieces. Craig Kimbrell is going to be all good to go for this team. Jose Alvarez, you're able to go down the list of guys. They're able to supply a sub-3.5 ERA. And for all the bullpen pieces that the Phillies use, other than their young guy in Orion Kirking, everyone was used for 18 pitches or less, with the 18 going to Michael Lorenzen. Meanwhile, for the Atlanta Braves, you had to throw it out there. Brad Hand for north of 20 pitches. Michael Tonkin used 15. So that's a little bit of an issue for a bunch of. I like what they're able to get out of Rocio Iglesias, but I do have some question marks when it comes to guys like Kirby Yates and company. Now, with the Atlanta Braves, you've got such a good fivesome at the top of this fold. Marcell Ozuna, Ronald Acuna Jr., Ozzie Albies, Dansby Swanson, Austin Riley. We all know what these guys are capable of during the regular season. All five of these guys were able to belt out at least 33 home runs. All five were able to give you at least a 345 on base and a 274 batting average. And then at the bottom of the fold, the likes of Orlando Arcia, Eddie Rosario, you just go down the list. These are guys that are able to produce for you. But the Philadelphia Phillies, they've had the same thing. Yoan Rojas here in the series has not been terrific. But, I mean, among all players that's on at bat for the Philadelphia Phillies in game number 3, you had all but three of them leave that game hitting at least a 294 in terms of their batting average. Nick Castellanos was able to come up with a deep fly. He has been instrumental for this team. Trey Turner is hitting a 400 in the series. Bryce Harper hit a pair of home runs. Bryson Stott has been delivering. He's already got a grand slam to his credit here in the postseason. I think that the Phillies can match the firepower of the Atlanta Braves lineup, and that's bared out in the numbers. Since August 1st, the Philadelphia Phillies are actually averaging more home runs per game than the Atlanta Braves. So the Braves, they lead the league with regards to all those offensive metrics. I do think that the Phillies have really had their number. I think that the Phillies get the job done at home. My DK Network write-up pick that is going to be taking this plus price with the Atlanta Braves on the money line and seeing the 8.5s available, because, you know, low 9 I'm seeing is at DraftKings. I live in lovely Las Vegas. Lovely Las Vegas does not have access to DraftKings, so this is a spot where I've got 8.5 available at current numbers, looking at the over, and taking a look at the money line of the Philadelphia Phillies with my write-up pick. And that will wrap things up for the Thursday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline, at GNNRS41. Keep in mind, letters M, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. And the other way, that's find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via the 5-star review. Big thanks once again, Chris Sheehan over there at WTOP Sports, for joining me in the last segment. Coming at you guys every single day about the baseball season, which means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.